Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Football on off the ball.
You can drive yourself mad with that kind of stuff, can't you? you can't take your job home with you all the time. Like,
if you're worried about what people are saying about the football club that you cover or support, you're always going to have a problem.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
St. Pat's Ball, Stephen Kenny. Your team's won 3-1 tonight against Bohemians. Shamrock Rovers been beaten in Derry City, so your team are back on top of the table. You must be really happy with that tonight.
Yeah, I think we needed a big statement home win like that, and I think it was convincing to go. It's never happened in my whole career that we've conceded after 8 seconds. I can't believe we conceded a goal after 8 seconds. You prepare the team well all week already, and you concede after it's
second fastest goal in League of Ireland history.
Is that right? I can't believe it. You can't believe it when you're on the side and watching. You're saying, "How did that happen?" You know, so to keep our composure and to go in 2-1 at half time, we had to be happy with that.
Yeah, what was it about your team? Because you almost went into the ascendancy after the goal. I thought Pats were the better side. Then after that, what was it about the team that saw them dig in and produce good football to get the equaliser after 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think, and that was the key, taking the opportunity. Ryan Edmondson, he's really harsh on himself, incredibly harsh on himself, and you know, we realise his value to the team because he's in his own box winning defensive headers. He's running, he's chasing people down on the last line. He's closing people down. He's been a physical presence for us, and people expect you to get 25 goals, you know, after 10 games. You know, he's got six already. He doesn't take penalties or anything. 6 from play, but he's just making a big contribution to the team. So 2 big goals tonight against Bowes, 2 against Shells, big Dublin derby. They're important goals.
Absolutely. Going in at half time with the lead, how psychologically important was that for your team?
Well, it was important we weren't behind after conceding that goal, because Bohemians are a very good team, and they had a spell in the first half where they kept the ball really well. It was a little bit frustrating because they didn't really penetrate us, but they had a lot of possession, and they interchanged positions quite well, you know, the way they interchanged positions. So you know, when we sort of had we broke quickly, and we have speed in areas, and that helped us really create a lot of chances there, and from set plays we were quite dangerous as well. And so it was, listen, we're just delighted to get the win. We never take these games for granted. Just to get a big win like that is important. That's all. It's only 3 points. It's nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, it's early in the season, and we've got 2 tough games. We're going to go into the West next week. So we go Galway Friday and Sligo Monday, back to back away games. So it's and we've obviously lost Aidan Keane tonight, which was a massive blow for us. Aidan's been brilliant in training.
Yeah.
Scored an unbelievable goal last week, and I'm absolutely gutted that he's pulled his tie muscle, and that's you know,
is that the same tie as before, is it, or well, he had a tie last year, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, earlier in the year it was a different injury I had.
Yeah,
you know,
I think last year he had a tie muscle, didn't he?
Yeah. So I think you know, it's a tough one for him because he's really knuckling down, and but it's a better squad, and you know, so we had to dig in.
I did feel it was the midfield battle was crucial for your team, and particularly Jamie Lennon, Keane Levy and Barry Bagley, 3 very different midfielders, but they all ran themselves into the ground tonight, and I thought that's where the battle was won. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I'm not going to say that's where the battle was won, but I felt individually and collectively they played very well.
Yeah.
You know, like Barry Bagley gave an exhibition in recovering tackling, where his speed over the ground to actually, he looks second best, like to be behind a player to actually run so quickly and retrieve the ball with the outside of his left foot to, it's a sort of art, isn't it? Very skill, what a brilliant. And certainly Jamie in the position was very influential, and Kane's just a joy, isn't he? Kane Levy's just a joy to watch, isn't he? Every time he gets on it, people are on the edge of their seats, and He's such a you know, such an inventive dribbler, but obviously maturity, better decision making, these are all part of his development, and growing, you know, himself, his own persona is developing, and it's great to see that in front of your eyes.
Stephen, Galway, you said away from home next week, so how important is it to, I know it is, you've got to try and back these wins up, but it's another tough game against the John Caulfield side.
Yeah, it's really early in the season. I think Galway are formidable at home, tough yeah. team, and Sligo Friday, Monday, you know, we might stay down for the 4 days, will we? we've got to get ready and make sure we're ready for Galway on Friday.
You'll have to ask Mr. Kelleher for that. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, disappointing defeat for your side tonight, 3-1 against Dublin rival St. Pat's. How would you assess the game yourself?
We started well. Obviously, goal early on. There was nothing in it, I suppose. It was tight enough for a half an hour. Felt they finished the half stronger. Looked at a little bit more clinical scores. Good set piece to make it 3-1. We missed a good few chances at the other end, you know, to come back into it. But did we deserve to probably get anything out of it? No. Disappointed with that. I don't think we competed well enough, you know, in duels, and which you have to do when you come in here.
Just on taking the lead early, and it was a brilliantly worked goal, obviously something you've practiced, but the fact that you only held on to that lead for 9 minutes, how disappointing was that, and what would you put it down to?
I suppose a poor pass from us, it sets up them to take him, and you can't give them anything like that, but it was just, as I said, just a poor decision at that time. There was no pressure really, we were comfortable enough, but as you said, you just need to stay ahead, I suppose, for longer.
Yeah. In the second half, it did seem like kind of Pats maybe dominated a lot more, especially when they got that third goal. Like, is there any kind of reason? Like, is there kind of maybe a bit of tiredness setting in the players over the last few weeks? Is there anything missing? Do you think?
No. Look, I think when you're away to these in their backyard, and they go, they get momentum and confidence from it. But I did feel that we stuck at it. Were we good tonight? No. But we chances. Dawson's a great chance. We've had us cleared off the line. So, you know, for not playing well, we could actually got back into that game tonight. But I just think they got a bit of momentum as you know in the second half and that period. But you got to defend a set piece better.
Yeah. Like, what would you say to supporters now, because it's 7 matches without a win, you've got 3 defeats in a row, for any supporters maybe getting a bit frustrated now, what would you say to them?
Look, we've been here before. I would say, you know, we're just having a bad spell. We had a great spell at the start of the season, we didn't get ahead of ourselves. Now we just need to stick together and you know, focus on next week. There's a lot of young players in there and they're getting to see that it's not easy to play for Bows, but they are a good group of players, you know, so what I'd say is we've been here before and we'll stick together.
Just finally then, it's Derry City at home. They've put back-to-back wins together after winning against Shamrock Rovers, winning against Shelburne. You've got them next at Dalymount Park. How big of a match is that now for you and your team?
Yeah, to come here, all the matches are big, aren't they? But looking glad to be back in Dalymount, and we'll prepare well.
Thanks for your time, Alan.
Thank you. Thanks.
Football on off the ball.
You can drive yourself mad with that kind of stuff, can't you? Like, you can't take your job out with you all the time. Like, if you're worried about what people are saying about the football club that you cover or support, you're always going to have a problem.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.